All right, if I could have your attention, please. We'll continue our media availability this afternoon with Danica Patrick, driver of the number 7 GoDaddy.com Chevrolet in the NASCAR Nationwide Series. And this is Danica's fourth straight race to start the season and will be her last race with the Nationwide Series until joining us again at Chicagoland, going home for that. First time at Bristol, coming off a pretty good race at Vegas. Talk about it.
Gosh, I think I was, I don't know if I'm on. Am I not online? Should I just talk louder? How about I just switch? Close enough. It's probably appropriate that it didn't work, to be honest, because that's about how I felt. I don't really know how to feel. I think it was pretty decent in the first practice, and second practice it really, really went loose on me. So I was generally a little bit uncomfortable, and I think that showed the, showed in the speed. But I think when the car gets right, I mean, I think it'll be fine because I'm not that happy, but I'm not out of control, out of the ballpark. So once it's right, I think it will be really good. But the race is a whole different thing, and I mean, I did come off of a really good result in Vegas, so that's really nice. But Bristol is a new track and definitely a different kind of track. So for me, it's just about finishing the race and just doing my best and progressing through the race. I think that's why I've done better when I've gone to a track for a second time, because by the end of it, I feel like I've figured quite a bit more out than I knew before. And that's what I'll be aiming to do here, is to just learn throughout the race. And, you know, it'd be nice to have a good finish, and I think it's definitely a possibility, but I'm not expecting that. If I can just, probably even a top 20 would be something I'd be okay with here, just because it's so different and so new. So my expectations are definitely reeled in for this one, and you know, I suppose it would have been nice to have Vegas be the last one and Bristol have come before that, so I could enjoy about 3 or 4 months with my last finish being fourth. But got to have the last 2 weeks anyway. And Tony Jr. is really listening to me, and I think that the car will get better as we go along. And, hopefully it does. But, I mean, at this point in time, I'm generally a little confused just because I haven't done that much yet. So, but ultimately, at the end of the day, it's just about the fact that I have more realistic expectations, just not as high expectations here just because of its newness and difficulty.
Okay, we'll go ahead and start off with Mike Massaro. We'll come to Jenna, and then we'll go to one of our affiliates in the back here.
Danica, Carl Edwards was in here earlier today, and he told us that despite the fact he's had a lot of experience here, his first laps out there still always get his attention and kind of settle him in. What were the first laps like for you out there today?
Slow. They were just building up. They sent me out really early, like right as soon as it went green pretty much. And, it was recommended to maybe go a little bit after that just because the track will be dusted off. But I needed some time by myself out there with as few people as possible. So I was able to build up the speed as I went along. And I think that at the end of my first run, I did like 16.2. So I thought that was decent. I feel like Tony Jr. told me last year that maybe I heard him wrong, but it was like a 15.9. So I thought, that's not a bad start, and we progressed and we got down to a 15.9 in the practice, in the first practice. So what really got my attention though was in the second practice, how quickly, if the car goes loose, you can go from being comfortable to on edge just for every second of the lap. Except for maybe a second or two down the straightaway. So I found myself on edge entry to exit, and that definitely gets your attention. And I would imagine that for the most part, the car shouldn't feel absolutely perfect, and so you're going to have to deal with some of that. And so it's a matter of getting more comfortable and also getting the car a little bit closer to what I want. But I think when the car is good, it's everything gets easier, and when the car is not perfect for you, it definitely gets your attention here because you don't have much time to relax.
Jennifer, Associated Press. What was, from our small little snapshot of the outside world, it seemed the reaction to your run in Vegas was very favorable. People were very impressed, particularly IndyCar guys. What was the reaction you received from your world?
Yeah, everybody was disappointed. No, everybody was happy. I mean, it was something that we didn't think would come so soon. And, a top five in anything would be good. A top five in an IndyCar race is good. And I've been doing that for 7 years, so this is the seventh year now. So everybody was very encouraged. I got a lot of congratulations across the board from obviously the NASCAR world to the IndyCar world. And everybody was seemingly happy and impressed with that. So. Yeah, I mean, there's not much else to say. Everybody was congratulating me.
Travis Wales, WDBJ. Danica, I know you've probably become pretty accustomed to being in the limelight. I just want to ask you about this comic book thing, and that's sort of taking it to a different level. Did you ever, in your wildest dreams, think you'd have a comic book?
I don't know. I didn't think much about it. Sure, I don't know. I mean, you know, that sort of stuff is unauthorized, so they're... I guess the part that's cool about it is that they've done a lot of really famous people, and so to be put in the context of the other famous people that they've done comic books on, that's pretty cool. I suppose, you know, with anything that's unauthorized, it's all pretty much fair game. So it's cool, you know, it's just an extension of me and my brand, and the fact that, and proving the fact that it reaches beyond just a racing crowd and goes out to more of mainstream America that obviously in this instance wants to read a comic book about me. And I definitely, I don't think the sketches were perfectly accurate in all of them, but it was... It's always neat when somebody does something like that because they feel that they will have a benefit from using your image, identity, and name to make money, I guess. It's flattering in a way.
All right, we'll go to Jeff Birchfield, Ed Hinton, and Bruce Martin.
Hey, Danica. I know this weekend's probably one of the tracks you most anticipated coming to for the first time, just all the... curiosity, probably nothing like you said you've ever raced at quite like Bristol.
I don't know if you ever really get too excited to go to somewhere that you think is going to be difficult. So I don't know if I was anxious to come here, but I think as a driver, you look forward to experiencing unique tracks and then the challenge of doing it and doing it well is a confidence builder as a driver. So, but I knew it would be challenging. And so, you know, where my comfort is on bigger tracks, this is not only unique in its own of a short track, but short tracks are my biggest challenge. So, I look forward to going to tracks that are new for the experience of it, but it's also, you're meant to go fast and perform, and so when it's something very new and uncomfortable, it makes it harder to do that. So, I don't know, as a driver, I just like to finish well, so.
Ed Hinton, ESPN.com. Danica, Mark Martin said a while back, he said in an IndyCar, the only time you slide the car around is on the way into the wall, and he said he thought one of the main things that would be a key learning thing for you would be to learn that not only can you slide the car around, you just about have to slide the car around. Is that computing fully with you yet? And if so, might a full season of IndyCars kind of erase that file from your reflexes?
I don't think so. I feel like I've actually had a much better testing leading up to the IndyCar series this year than I did last year. Last year was a pretty decent struggle. So with that in mind, I did a full season of IndyCar last year, and the end of the season went well. The beginning's going well here, and I don't think that doing something else takes away from what you've learned, but I think that it does take some learning to... adapt to the certain style and handling that you need to be fast in these cars. But at the end of the day, I believe this holds true no matter what kind of car you drive, is that if you're not comfortable, you won't go fast. So my fastest laps were done when I had the biggest push out there instead of being loose. So you need to be able to drive the car. You need to be able to hustle it, have confidence in it, and So, you know, I don't, I suppose in all of my racing experience, the fastest I've ever been is when I am the most comfortable and confident in my car and not the most scared and on edge, because for me, and I would imagine this is true for a lot of drivers, it's difficult to push a car that you don't know what it's going to do or you're not confident in it, because that's our job, is to push the limits. And when you're not sure when that's going to sneak up on you or when it's going to take over and put you too far over the edge, you can't get there. So I think it's just about getting more familiar with these cars and learning what kind of mechanical changes I need to be comfortable and fast at the same time. But comfortable does equal fast to some degree, for sure.
But you're still not particularly comfortable sliding the car around.
Well, I was pretty darn loose at Vegas. But it was a manageable loose. You know, I could deal with it. And I was loose all the way from entry to exit, but it was something I knew where it was going to go, and I knew how hard I could push it. So I think there are certain trade-offs along the way, but yeah, I mean, I would imagine that the more comfortable you get with a range of push to loose, the better off you're going to be, because you will be able to drive it at any point, especially on the loose side, because it's still turning. I mean, turning is one of the harder things to get going with these cars, and what really ends up holding you up at times as well. But I think that I've gone further backwards with a loose car than with a pushing car.
Bruce Martin with SI.com. When you first saw this place, did you think that, you know, this is like racing's version of something a mad scientist would come up with? Is it almost kind of like a ride at Great America for you?
I got here yesterday late afternoon and walked out to the track. I mean, I don't normally feel like it's, I don't need to look at the track. I mean, you need to get out and drive the track, but I thought I better see this place first, just at least to be able to sleep on the visual of it. Because no matter how many races you've seen on TV or in-car cameras you've watched, it doesn't give you the real perspective and depth that you get when you're actually there. So I got out there. I even had one of the pace cars take me around the track, and Justin Allgaier was nice enough to jump in the car with me. And so we didn't get to use the front straight, which means we didn't get to run for half the lap. But it was nice to be able to see it, and I think that, you know, sleeping on it again tonight will be even better for tomorrow, just because it's so unfamiliar. But I kind of wonder how they run at any short track, let alone one like this. So it's gonna be pretty close quarters, and like they said, either somebody's holding you up or you're holding someone up, and I'm sure that will be the battle come tomorrow afternoon.
Okay, we'll go with Bob Pockris, Lee Spencer, Claire B., and Dustin Long.
Bob Pockris, Scene Daily. Will your finish at Vegas allow you to put, if you have a bad race tomorrow, put it behind you easier?
No. It really just depends on tomorrow. For me, it's about knowing what I've got and what I then, you know, having certain expectation levels based on practice and qualifying and everything, and then assess how the car feels when you get out there, because, I mean, with the last two races, the best my car has felt is in the race. So it might get better, but it also can get worse. And I've had those races too where, you know, I feel pretty dialed in practice, and then I go out for the race and something got away from me, and something isn't where I, you know, the car isn't where I need it to be. And so I'll just take what it gives me tomorrow at the start of the race. And as long as I, you know, get through the race without making too many mistakes or, you know, don't get the most out of it, I'll be happy with myself. And but it's really going to depend on the day. And Vegas is what it is independently from Bristol. Every race is a new challenge. So,
Lee Spencer, Fox Sports. After all the IndyCar testing you did the last couple of weeks, did it seem strange jumping in the car, especially at a place like this?
No, I think that there's always a certain level of nerves getting into an IndyCar after a while, and especially after not being on a road course since August of last year and driving these so much. I remember getting in the car last year and thinking, wow, these things are really snappy. And actually, I think that all the stock car stuff has helped me, because I get out in the car and my mentality is that the first run should be really fast, because it usually is the case in these cars that when you have the new tires and you go out there, it's really fast from the get-go. So I feel like I've almost gotten up to speed faster just because of my experience here and the mentality of needing to go right away. I think it's helped. I think that I feel comfortable overall, but I mean, you know, I guess probably the fact that the cars are snappy and accelerate and get away from you pretty quickly is, you know, might be why I caught the car at Vegas and didn't put it in the wall, because things happen a little bit slower in these cars. Not to say that it's easy. I'm not at all. It's still very hard. And, you know, the thing about these is that sometimes you can't feel when it's going on you, but you're definitely forced to catch the car really quickly in an Indy car.
Claire B. Lang, Sirius NASCAR Radio. I talked to Tony Sr. yesterday, and he was extremely complimentary of you. He said, this is one smart person, and she is digesting the information we give her and applying it and feeling it and making a difference with it. He said you were watching tapes, or, you know, they're giving you all this information about this place. Does that help, watching the tapes or anything else other than being on the track? And B, with the laps being so short around the track, you're not going to be able to communicate with them as much as you have been to digest quickly and learn during the race from them.
It's good that there's a lot of practices today to feel comfortable, and even as difficult as it is to, you know, as uncomfortable as you are and as much as you don't want to deal with a car that's not right, it might not be the worst thing in the world, and we'll probably have a situation where you're too loose and you're too tight today, and that'll be good practice for the race to learn how to maneuver around that kind of a handling problem. But getting all those tapes, it helps, but nothing, it doesn't help as much until you've actually gotten out there and been able to see it from your perspective and pick up on little things. So it really takes running the track to be able to use those to your biggest advantage. So I'll be sure to watch some stuff tonight and just pick up on little things as to how the line changes through the race or just what lines people are running. But everything helps. Not all of it helps the same amount, but everything helps. Yeah, the laps are definitely short, and I find that even in practice, I'm stepping on the radio on top of Tony. He'll be trying to read a time, and I'll be saying, I'm loose, I'm pitting. So it's probably going to be about staying really calm then and not getting frazzled when maybe something doesn't get heard or something doesn't get someone's not heard or someone's not understood, because things are going to go quick. But that's just part of the challenge of Bristol, it seems.
Dustin Long, Landmark Newspapers. Danica, I want to ask you about your mindset in the sense as you go off to the IndyCar Series this year, just like you did last year. And I'm wondering how you leave NASCAR for a while, what your mindset is. I'm almost assuming that last year you might have been maybe a little bit more excited for the IndyCar Series just because of all the challenges. And now as you have progress, you make some progress. I just wonder how you view this move, getting away from this series for a few months.
I've always just, this is just really honest right now, I enjoy wherever I'm at. When I'm racing a stock car, that's what I feel like doing, and that's what I'm liking. And then when I race an Indy car, I'm thinking, well, I like this too. And so I think I just am flipping a switch over and over again. And there are certain things I like about each of them. So I like both of them, so I'm not looking forward to leaving because I'm here right now. And then probably once I leave in this IndyCar race, I'll not, you know, I might not be looking forward to leaving that either. But that's just me getting into a groove in a certain series and having likes and dislikes in both places. And when you're in the moment, you're familiar and you're comfortable and you're understanding everything that's going on. So, I definitely feel more comfortable at this point now than I did last year, for sure. I feel more comfortable. I feel like I know more of what I need out of the car. Like Tony and I are understanding each other, having experienced short ovals, mile and a halfs, and all that together. Over time, we fine-tune the setup more and more. I had to get on him this morning for a setup, an element on the setup that I'm like, you know I don't like that. Why did you do that? And I was loose. So, you know, we're getting along good. And You know, it's all that stuff makes it fun and helps me get better and helps me feel more comfortable.
All right, DP, thanks a lot. Good luck with the other double duty, and we'll see you at Chicago.
Thank you.